Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is a wonderful day, and we're having a really good time. Those of you who listened in know this is our fun days in May, and what we're doing is we're inviting psychics from all over. We're having a little bit of conflict here with our technical difficulties right now. We know we're on Blog Talk Radio. If you will... Hello, this is Jethro, Psychic Jethro on Psychics Gone Wild. We're looking forward to having a really good show today. Those of you who've been coming in and watching and listening and waiting, this is May. This is our fun time. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be really working in a really fun thing that we have going on. And those of you who've been really paying attention know that we've got some... And so what we're looking forward to doing is, as we go through Psychics Gone Wild, call us at 773-897-6461. We have some callers on today, and we're welcoming everybody here. Hello, 302.
Hi. This is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. This is Psychic Jethro. I thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. We're having a wild day on our phones, but it's the energy we've got out there. And I thank you, Jackie. Do you have a question for me, or is there something you want to promote?
I have a question for you.
Great.
I had called last week, and they had said to call back when you're in on the line to ask about my career and when something might be coming through for me.
No problem. I thank you, Jackie, and I love the fact of what the guys are showing me with you. They're showing me that we have quite a bit of energy here with you, that you've been pretty much going through a lot of transition this year, Jackie. I'm going to have you say your names for me slow and then give me your date of birth.
Jackie, and okay. It's January 2nd, 1961.
Okay. And what I get here, Jackie, with you going here, is that I feel that you're pretty much going through some other energies of some things going, something here with you, Jackie, that seems to be, I feel like it's connected to not just the career, but I feel like you went through some transition of your own emotional energy here. I'm picking up that first.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I was not fired, but I felt like I was because of everything that had gone on at work. So I was trying really hard to move on and forgive and let go and try to learn what I was supposed to learn from that.
That's what I'm feeling. And what I'm seeing here with you happening is I'm seeing a lot of energy here going on with you that are pretty much the energy that's telling me is that the guys are saying with you that as you were kind of going through those things that were going on this year, this career is going to take off. And I do see that. That's why they had you call. I'm of the psychics that we've got on here, I'm probably one of the strongest that's done it the longest, is why they have you call me. And Jackie, you've got some energy there. I'm going to work with you a little bit on some clearing first, and then we're going to read the energy, because I feel like you've got some enemies, or you've got someone there that just didn't want you to progress. I keep feeling
right.
This negative. Okay. And I'm feeling it. You've called the right number. A psychic's gone wild, and with the right psychic, it's just we're going to clear a little of this. And I want you to focus with me. People will do this a lot when you want to really get that clarity and you want to feel the energy. What we're doing is we're focusing on white. Visualize the energy around the sun. I want you to breathe that in. Feel that filling your heart chakra, which is right there, obviously, in your chest, you know, the green chakra. Everyone asks, well, the heart chakra balances everything, and it's a energy field right there in your chest. Feel that feeling. I want you to hold for a few minutes and then relax, because what's happening and what I've got here is I feel that this is the conflict that Jackie's having, everyone. We're all in those times of hard times, but she's got someone who really threw a negative at her, And what they've done is they're what's causing the stress right now. You're looking at getting, what I feel is, like you said, you were kind of fired but not fired. You felt like you were. And
right.
they threw something at you. They did some kind of a twist of negative energies is what I'm going to call it. And those negative energies is what we're facing right now.
Okay.
And so what I'm looking at, and I really feel here is I really am sorry that things are happening here. We today had supposedly have had another psychic on, and what you're going to have with me is that I'm going to go ahead with you. We're going to go ahead and feel the energy because, Jackie, I feel there is a job coming for you, but I feel like it's in a different area. I'm going to work a little bit more with you on with the energy, and I feel like what I'm getting and what I'm sensing, Jackie, is this is the part that all of us are dealing with, is we're in this country, we're having things happen, the workforce is so insane, you know?
Right.
You know, I mean, let's be honest here. And this is where my opinion in this, and from doing this, I've worked my whole life. I owned a restaurant when I was 18. I worked legally since I was 14. My whole life I really was looking at the energy force that we've got. What Jackie's got here is happening is that somebody has gotten upset, had some things with her, and what they did in the workforce is they threw things at her. They made it awkward there. They made the job pretty much where no matter what was said or done there, they let you go, but they really, like you said, they didn't fire you, but they let you go.
Mm-hmm. My job was eliminated.
Isn't that a word for the times we're in?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what I'm feeling. So as I'm reading this, we always have to kind of step into that as a gift of the psyche to know what the reader, I'm stepping into the past here, Jackie, I'm working with you, and I thank you. I've got a lot of students that listen into Psyche's Gone Wild, and this is how they learn, and so I thank you for, you know, you get the free reading, and we do talk back and forth around you like a dentist, you know, but do you see what we're doing? So what we kind of do here, Jackie, and what I want to make sure is that I want to make sure that we're giving you the best part of the reading. And what I feel is, I feel another job coming, but I feel like you're putting in at the computer. I see you putting in applications.
Yes, a lot.
A lot. And I see this going, and I see that you've got a good resume. You've got a good thing here, even requesting different people. You've got some really good people behind you who in the workforce know that you're a good worker.
Right.
I'm seeing that very strong. I'm also seeing in there with you, Jackie, that what the guys are showing me, and this is where you're going to have to call back and get a hold of us here, is what I'm feeling is we're looking at this a little bit. They're showing me that the job's coming there, and it just seems like that May's the month for it to come in. You know, I see this happening. I see you getting in a job, but I see something else happening for you here. I see you pretty much, going through the things, and it's like nothing else kind of going in with the energy, and it's like I feel like there's something blocking. So is the as things are starting to happen here, I feel like you've pretty much got your energy working out there and things kind of going, and I feel like what's kind of really happening for you is that you're not able to get what you're looking for. There's something missing. There's something missing there where you are, and I feel this is a sadness, Jackie. I'm giving you a ring around the rosies, they call this, but I apologize, everyone, but this is a really good, this is why everybody sent her to me, is this is a really hard, Jackie's got energy here, and like when I go to read you, Jackie, I've got someone negative who's throwing around you. They don't want you, it isn't even like they got you out of the job and they weren't done even there. This is like a person that doesn't want you to not only succeed, but has a real issue with you personally, like they were pretty much like a get even thing or something. This is why everything started going odd for you.
Well, and it's so weird because I tried, like I held my tongue, I listened to what they said, I didn't have an opinion, I felt like I was just literally run over and just hung out to dry. And this person is like viewing my profile on LinkedIn and stuff, and I'm like, why is she doing that? Why would she's the reason why I don't have a job? Why is she meddling in my business?
That's what I feel, and that's exactly it. And this person has got a very strong energy, and this is the real good thing when we still do this. You know, we all want to be psychics, and what I want to do is we want to help Jackie, because what I'm trying to do is read, and we've got negative energy this person threw at her, and this person threw such a thing that even now, after the person's won the job, done the thing, this energy is still causing problems for Jackie. It's like, you know, people's intent. We know with all of us that have studied the metaphysical and the psychic, a person's intent does a lot. I would suggest, Jackie, a spiritual cleansing. And you're going to laugh at me, but, you know, I'm a spiritual cleanser, and I'd like you to do me a favor. And then as you do this, then call back in the show, because what we've got to do is we've got to get rid of this stuff that's there. Jackie's out putting in for work, and people are feeling this odd energy. You know, good example is, like she said, the person got the job. The things all went on. Her job was eliminated. Everything happened. Jackie never once retaliated with this person. She pretty much, what I did here is you just went along, dealt with everything, tried to just keep your head afloat and go, what is this madness?
Right.
You know, and this and, person
and
threw
this. I've been saying, you know, affirmations about letting go and moving on and, you know, just bring me my highest good and let go of the past. But, and it's almost like she's affecting my livelihood. I've got to move on from this.
That's it. And what I'm suggesting is we start out with a white carnation cleansing. It's very affordable, and I know this is hard. I've been through what you've been through. And one thing, guys, I never give you anything that I haven't used or I don't approve of. I never advocate anything that I haven't, you know, physically done. Good example, what we're looking at is we're cleansing the aura. A white carnations can be picked up at any, you know, floral place. I always do the cheap and affordable, you know, get them at that place like the superstores, you know, the centers. I had a friend that told me, I found out in Sedona, Arizona, when we were doing cleansing, finding white carnations is real hard in Sedona, Arizona. Most of the time, you know, you can get them at any grocery store, any place that sells, you know, floral. Look and get them affordable. Usually it's $3 or $4 a bundle. Sometimes I've seen like 5 or 6 in California. But what I'm suggesting here, Jackie, is you go and get yourself a bundle of them. You get buy yourself a, you know, a what they call a bouquet or a, you know, a cluster of them. At least make sure that there is 12 in it, because you're going to need 9 of them. I have people do this later. They'll use the carnations, but you take and break them down in your little, you know, flower bouquet that you've got of the cluster. Make sure you've got 9 white carnations. You take those white carnations, stems and all, you go in a warm shower. You start at the top of your head. You do your spiritual faith here. If you're Buddhist, I feel in your Christianity, you could do, I would have you do Our Father Who Art in Heaven, that prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Because that prayer balances your chakras. The excellent thing is with this water, just warm water in your shower, and these carnations, using them as a spiritual cleanser, is going to spiritually cleanse and bring you all this energy off of your aura. It's going to get rid of all this. This person has happened. It's like a divorce. You know, you were in a spiritual place, and you're in this good space, and you're working a place, and just like a marriage, you're in there constantly, and this person's sitting there. You know, you can feel the negative. She threw at Jackie. Jackie's trying to move on. This is what the carnations do. You go in, you take this warm carnations, you take the warm water in the shower, take the carnations, you know, undress, get in there, you know, make this a positive ritual. One thing people always tease me is I'm very Scorpio, and I love the fact of doing, you know, baths or romantic, but in this case, you're doing a spiritual cleansing. Make the place feel comfortable. Play some good positive music. Buy your carnations. Know what your intent is going to cleanse it. Go in, have yourself studied, you know, do Our Father, Art in Heaven, Hallowed Be Thy Name. As you're using those carnations and those stems in that warm water, wash and make sure every part of your body gets washed. You will make sure you get down to the bottom of your feet and make sure you get them. This is the tricky part in a shower. I've had people say, I had to set. Take that and do it, because, you know, your feet walk in. I feel like this person has thrown negative energy, and what we're trying to do is Jackie's trying to cleanse her energy and move on so she can get another job. The reason that this is worth its weight in gold, if you're paying $5 or $6 for those carnations, it's worth it, is that those carnations are absorbing and taking all the negative out of your chakra, using it on your back, working on your energies, working on your neck, working down the shoulders, getting yourself cleansed, feel this. Then what we're doing here and spiritually is you're saying Our Fathers, you're putting that intent, the waters that can do it, making it happen. set and air dry. You know, people will set out. I put a little towel. I take those carnations I've just used with that, and I put them in a brown paper bag because it absorbs the negative. Now, obviously, this is you don't have to be real skilled, but you have to be kind of think of this. You've got wet flowers in your hand that you've just cleansed your body. Nothing else you can use in the shower but that and warm water. You drop them in the brown paper bag. You can put that brown paper bag in a plastic one. A lot of people prefer that. Drop that brown in there. Tie that and do I beseech you. You know, you're saying, I beseech you in the name of Christ. I beseech you in the name of our higher power, your higher power. This is not, you're not accepting it. So there you're doing the intent, you're doing the physical, and now you've done the spiritual because you've brought all three together. Whenever you use the spiritual numerology of Father, Son, Holy Ghost, or light, you know, three is a very strong magical number. You're going to have a notice, an energy. You're going to feel yourself air drying. That's important because that gets it through there. You're feeling that energy. This is cleaning you, not only your aura, but the physical, and the air drying is causing the energy to work. Now, as you've gotten yourself, I know I will not even let go of that bag as I dress. People will laugh at me. I have clothes in there that I can, you know, put on an old pair of boxer, trunks that I use for swimming, and put on some things that I, you know, a shirt, a casual shirt that I just, you know, basically button a few buttons. I never, you know, so when I'm done with that bag, I'm still holding that. I never let that intent go because now you're going to put on, like I say, your dress as your air drying, get and take that off of your property. Drop it at a dumpster, some garbage that's off of your property. I have had friends through the years, and I've even went across and drove to a convenience store because I knew they had a dumpster there. Drop it off. The thing that you're going to notice is, you know, you need to do this three times. And what you're going to notice out of it, people are like, what a wild thing. It works. What happens is after the third time of the warm water and doing that and the drying and doing this, you're going to be so tired. You're going to feel like you need a good night's rest. A lot of people will say, I do it right away. I always suggest do it pretty close in pattern, depending on scheduling. You know, Jackie just said she's at home right now. Do it. Then relax and take and get a good night's rest. Lots of water. You're going to notice in your dreams and your energies, you know, the rest that you're going to be like, it's like when you had the flu or a cold. You wrap up, sleep, let it sweat it out. Notice that. The next day you're going to feel like a new person. The energies, the feelings you've got while you're going through this is that negative they've thrown at you. People do, and we all know spiritually and metaphysically, do this. Then what's going to be even better is as we're doing this energy, I'm going to send you, and Jackie, get a hold of me at psychicjethro@aol.com. It's just like you spell it, psychicjethro @aol.com. And I'm going to send you a free prayer. This prayer is an abundance prayer. And this prayer works very much. What you do is you say this prayer. I have people who come on the show and tell you from living in the psychic realm who've done this, looking for work. This prayer will get you the job in 7 days. You follow this prayer. You put your mind to it. You work it. And now we've gotten Jackie cleansed. So this negative, this woman threw her from her job, can't affect her anymore. She can let it go, like she said. It's all off of her energy, and her aura is out there. Put in the jobs, and in 7 days, she's going to get a contact, and I get you working by the end of May. I get a really good thing, too, Jackie, is you're a really good light beacon. I feel like you're just pretty much, you know, you're pretty much white. Am I correct?
I'm sorry. I'm pretty much white.
Yeah, as in you're very much a person that you don't believe in really getting even. You don't feel like going out and, you know, chopping the neighbor's tree down because it looks funny. You know, you're not pretty on.
I try to, I'm not Mother Teresa, but, you know, I mean, I didn't try to get even with her, you know, at all.
That's what I feel. And this is where the good intent, and this is the real good part of it. And, you know, I can honestly say, and I'm going to use myself as an example. I did this exercise. I've learned this from my psychic teachers. Those of you who've read my book, Living in the Psychic Realm, my third teacher, Vic, taught me this, and it's an excellent remedy. And I had lost the job. Same pretty much scenario is what Jackie was telling us. The thing was I resented this gentleman. The gentleman who took my job basically really rubbed it in and let everyone know there that he was not only, you know, better at the job than Jethro, he also really deserved the job. Well, I'm a Scorpio. We don't get mad, we get even, you know? Uh-huh. And what I did was I sat down and I built myself a little odd karma because I sat and I thought and I did harbor ideas. I wanted to see something big fall on his foot. I wanted to see a good example, his girlfriend loved golf. I wanted to see, you know, them going golf, everything going backwards. I just really put out some odd, bad emotions, bad energy. So I did this. It didn't start to work. I'm sitting there. I'm looking for work. I'm emotional. I'm distraught. Go and do the candle. Sit down and light a candle and talk to your guides. You know, sit down and do a prayer. Sit down and say, okay, you know, angels, what have I done? They'll tell you. You know, it's like usually if it's karma. In this case, Jackie hasn't done that, but I'm telling the rest of you because I've had a couple people sometimes tell me, I did this and it took a little while I've had the last one, it took them almost 3 weeks and they were pretty upset. Well, what happens is your energy that you put out, you must, you know, it's called karmic payment or debt. You put out the energy. In Jackie's case, I don't feel it taking that long. And you guys notice I said real quick with her. But I also feel this with Jackie, too, that Jackie, as you're going through this, I'm going to put the prayers behind you. When two are there, we always have that bigger, stronger energy. I'm going to put this behind because Jackie's going to send to me and ask me for the abundance prayer. I'm going to ask Jackie to request that Jackie send me either a recent picture or if she's really uncomfortable with that, send me your date of birth, and I'm going to put a prayer out for Jackie and put her in my Christian Bible, or in other people will put, I'm very, you know, Native American signs will put it out towards the mother of, you know, energy or the, you know, the higher creation, because I believe very much in the totems. I know that the higher creator is there, and we put that in the energy, and I will put some prayer and meditation behind Jackie, because then you've got the energy. There's our key, and what I like what Jackie was saying is, you know, she's been putting them in, and then we're going to change and see this. You're going to notice something, too. I feel like you're getting a lot of stress feelings. I keep feeling like aches and pains and odd feelings in your shoulders.
Yeah.
I'm feeling that real strong. Notice this with the psychic cleansing and the spiritual of it that you're going to love is as you're cleansing and you're working with things and they're working with the carnations and things are happening, you're really going to feel this cleansing. And what I love is that the angels are going to do this, Jackie. You know, you've got the 773-897-6461. Let us know. I love the fact. I thank you. You've been really patient today. And it was what I think is real ironic is all the things we started out with the show started to do it again. It bumped me out and everything else. And Jackie did this with the faith. They keep showing me the angels are working with you. And Jackie, they keep telling me there's kind of a little sadness here. You've got somebody that's enjoying you being home there.
My dad is in a nursing home, so I'm visiting him more frequently.
I love that, and he's a good person, and the angels are telling me that he understands. He also knows that, you know, you're chomping at the bit. You've always been a worker. I want you to send me a thing there, and I'm going to put my prayers out for him, too. You know, you're a good person, and the angels know that. And what I feel with you also is I welcome you to come on and join our, we have on Facebook, you know, if you've ever used my real name, and it's Jethro Smith, and I laugh, you know, they're like, Jethro Smith, but Jethro Smith, and you go on, I'm on Facebook, you know, or you can type in Psychic Jethro. Please join. You're welcome to do our psychic chat. I feel like you kind of are, I feel like you and your dad and others are kind of, your guys are kind of limited there. You don't have a whole lot of white energies there to be friends with.
What do you mean, that we're not friends?
No, I mean you are friends. I feel like you guys have things going on, but I feel like sometimes you need some outside people that are white energy, too, to give you that Christian or that positive or that light intent, and I feel that's what's happening. I feel like something else is, or someone else is, like you've got some there with it, and you need some friends. So I feel you've got friends, but I feel like if we get you into Facebook or one of those with us that you could go into a group like Psychic Chat, we keep you on our prayer list for a while, we get you through this, because I feel like you and him are struggling sometimes there with outside people. There are just different where you are, and I'm not saying bad or good. I'm just feeling like you guys are kind of isolated sometimes with a lot of the white work. I don't know why I'm picking that up there, and I apologize, but I just feel like you guys are good people, but I feel like you kind of need some outside. So I'm suggesting that. I'm also dealing with this, Jackie, that, like I said, by the end of May, I keep feeling like something else with your job. Do you remember when you I keep getting like they keep showing me that after the job and everything happened, you went home, you were pretty much, you know, at one point they kept showing you, I keep seeing a psychic flash of a brick building. They said that's where you're going to be working next. The angels are trying to make it happen, and this dark stuff or this odd energy from that other person is still doing that. You're trying to let it go and move on, and their stuff's keeping around you, blocking you from that job.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
So you think by the end of May?
That's what I get. And I am going to really keep my prayers out for you. You know, let us know. We're going to keep this with it. One of the things we really want to do, and this is what's so hard when we're looking for work or we're going through things, is, you know, it's very much there with the energies of it. I've had the guides show me a lot of times people will say, okay, what am I doing? Do that shift. Do that energy. You know, I went through today and went through paperwork, tore up some things, felt really good. Always make sure you're doing that energy force. You know, like she was just saying, Jackie was talking about she's working on letting it go and those things. I wish you the best. I bless you. We're on Psychics Gone Wild. Those of you who've been patient, I'm going to go right into it. 631, you're on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you doing today?
Hi, Jethro.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Jethro.
Yes.
Hi, this is Fran from New York.
Thank you, Fran, for calling in. You're on Psychics Gone Wild, and I'm really excited that you called in today. I feel like you've got a lot going on there. I can feel the energy. We've had a little bit of technical difficulties. I apologize to people that are getting kicked off, but, Fran, you've got a lot going on there.
I do.
I can feel it. I thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. I welcome you. We love everyone that calls in. This is our fun day show. We do it 7 days a week. This is Psychic Jethro. And, Fran, I would love for you to just give me, I can feel your energy, but I'm going to have you focus on what question you want to look at first. You've got quite a bit there.
Oh, there's so many. I would just, life calming down. When will that happen?
Fran, I feel like you're one of those ones. You're so gifted. I mean, I'm picking a lot of energy up from you that you've got people like they're running to you from all directions going, they want their time with you. They're like they want their Fran time. They want the energy. They want attention. Even if you're ornery to them, they want the attention. You've got people that are just going, grab Fran or something, you know? And, you know, it's like something going, going on with the energy, you know, and it's like something else is happening for you that it's like as everybody's looking at the energy, it seems like the guys are telling me that there's I feel like there's someone that's in love with you. There's something going on here with this love energy that this person likes to have the excitement. They're looking to, like, spice up things. They seem to do this. They're telling me there's a love there. There's something with love that's coming into your... This person's not in your path right now, but they're coming in, and it's going to even pick up more. They're telling me that this is going to be here. We're going into that cycle. Those of you who've been keeping track of astrology and astronomy, May 23rd, and what we're having here right now is we're having a close to an eclipse. One of the really strong things with everything that's going on, this is a time to really check and do your balances for... mental clarity and energy. And in Fran's case, this is like the waving of the flag to get them. They're showing me the race is on with you. They're saying more people, more things happening. They're saying that you're very intuitive in the fact that your guides and you are working in multiple areas, and they want you in more areas.
Oh, okay.
They keep showing me some very beautiful, I feel this is like, I don't know if this is designer things or something, fashion, and people just loving you. People just going, like, they're like attention. That's what I keep getting. And I laugh. I saw some real positive work with some other people wanting you to do this. They said that you're getting through all this. You're also cleaning up some energy there of some feng shui that in the middle of the back of your house, which is, you know, very much your... glory or fame and things. They keep showing the far back of the house and the feng shui is really cycling. They said that you're going through things, you're handling things, and Fran, they're telling me that the love thing that's happening for you is someone else is trying to help you with that.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting a lot of energy. Fran, I'm going to ask you that horrible thing men should never ask a woman, but I need to get your date of birth here. I'm getting a lot of energy. I want your guides to be nice with me. They're going so fast, I can't catch up.
Okay. It's December 24th, 1951.
Very excellent. 60. Very good. Too cool. And what I love about it, what I'm getting here happening to things happening is, as we were going through, I apologize today, those of you who tuned in. Psychic Leo was advertised. He did not make it. You know, we obviously know that he's doing whatever the guides want with the intent. You know, we may have made a mix-up. That does happen. But I'm sure things will get ironed out and we can have him back. I apologize to those of you who called in. You've got Psychic Jethro. And what we're doing here today is we're talking with Fran. And so please don't get mad. Just bear with me. Because Fran has got a lot of energy. And her guides were just showing me that they're saying that you're handling a lot of area. And they're showing me that I see some popularity. I see some really good things here with fame. Her guides are letting me look a little more. And they're telling me, Fran, that you're a very attractive person. You have people that just love to be around you is what I kept feeling. She keeps asking me when things are going to calm down, and I'm not seeing it calm down. What I'm seeing happening is I'm seeing more things come in energy. I keep picking up a new person trying to come in relationship. They keep telling me someone's going to come in and be not only around you, but I feel them being like your fan. I feel like you have people that when they care for you, Fran, they become like your fans.
Right, right. Oh. Yeah, I don't know just now.
I love that, and I also am seeing with the angels happening here with you, Fran. They're encouraging you to get not only get in, but to also get like one of those birth card readings by Kelly and a couple others. I also see you looking at some angel, looking at it, because what they're doing is they're saying this is that 2012 year, and all of us are seeing this. This dragon just grabbed onto us in February. This is a water dragon, so this emotional dragon's been doing it every 12 years. It comes in. Good example. Those of you remember the year 2000, 12 years ago, when the dragon came in. Look what happened. We came in and everybody's like, oh no, our computers are going to go crazy because it's 2000. All of a sudden, wham, we got into it, and 2000 was whipping things out. People were doing, a lot of people saw financial success. Dragons are a year of power. Those who know what a dragon is, that's what I see for Fran. What I'm also foreseeing for Fran is I would really recommend Fran to sit down and check into some things here, because I see some other finances coming to you by June and July. I see some other return coming, and it's got to do with fashion or something. I keep seeing like designing or some things that are, you know, like in that area. Is it modeling or something? You said New York. You're in New York, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to tease you. What is your career? Because I'm seeing, like, I keep seeing flashing, like, cameras and things.
No, I work in an office.
Excellent. That is, no, I'm very impressed, Fran. I keep seeing positive things there in New York. And what I think of and what I'm seeing here, and this is where I'm trying to get, is I feel like there's a thing here for, I see you going to something, doing something. I see people there giving this out. They keep telling me this is the year for fame for you. This is when they're telling me this, the guys are telling me, this is where people go, okay, you know, maybe I should shake off that book I have in the closet there I was writing. I'm also seeing this is a time for Fran that's also doing some other energies here of financial. I see some things going better for you in the fall. I do see that real strong. I also am, you said you work in an office, and I see some other people here happening with you, Fran, that resonating wise, I look at that, and that's what I'm getting there for Fran. This is a real good one. And what we've got today with the radio, I apologize to those of you calling 773-897-6461. We are getting some people kicked off. We're going. This is Psychic Jethro. I welcome this. We and Fran are having a great discussion on Psychics Gone Wild. Can you guys hear me? Psychic Kelly, are you on?
Yes, I've been listening. What I can tell you, I don't have my my regular calculator, I use my brain calculator. She is a seven of hearts. And it's like, I know part of her birth path is what part of she came here to work on. Anybody who has a heart, they're always young at heart. They always appear more youthful than some of the rest of us cards in the deck. she's very good with, you know, she'd be very good with children. It's like, you know, because she has that kind of youthful attitude with them. Sevens are also about faith. And it's like it really comes to test us and to test our, maybe not our endurance, but it's like to test our ability to let go. And it's like to be able to love unconditionally. And it's like in our relationships, any of the things that we have, it just kind of, you know, looks at that as kind of your life pattern is like things that happen. It's like you're always being kind of, you know, tested and looked at in an emotional way. And it's like how attached are you to being in love or making sure that things happen the way you want them to happen, because it doesn't always happen that way. You have to look at that as a more unattached way. It's like, that's just what I have off the top of my head. So it's like, I don't have my full deck of stuff here. I just have my friend with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you, and we thank you for calling in. We welcome you to go. We've got a few more people here, Fran. We're having one of those wild days. I love the fact we've got to look in the chat room. Cecily, I would love to have you call in. You're very gifted. Obviously, Psychic Leo wasn't able to make the show due to whatever reasons that we have going on. It was, you know, obviously in the higher intent. We do have a few announcements. I'm going to do a little bit of those here, you guys, and bear with me for a few minutes as we go into the wonderful month of May. We are going to be having Sue Berman back on May Cinco de Mayo Day with Psychic Jethro. We will be on the radio going wild. We have just had a recent call and just got confirmed for Thursday the 10th, who wants to come on the show with Kelly, and that's Claire Candy Hoff. She has been on the show with me on Living in the Psychic Realm. She just called in all excited, said, I can't wait, got to get on. I said, we got to have you. Candy Claire Hoff has been helping and working with people for many years. Psychic reader, very phenomenal, angel healer. Those of you who've watched on Psychic Chat know of me and Candy. We work together, tremendous energy. She will be on Psychics Gone Wild. She will be talking with Kelly, and you guys will be able to catch that live at 773-897-6461. We are really going a little bit here with today. This has been a fun, wild, and wacky Wednesday. We thank everybody. We've got Lady Palmer is going to be on Fridays. And Friday with Fun Fridays will be Psychic Jethro and Lady Palmer. Those of you who know that you tune in tomorrow, Thursday, and you've got Casey Kelly and her birth card. We just heard a little bit of the example there. We thank everyone. We really enjoy that. Those of you who will join and become followers of the show, we can guarantee that we will be giving a prize away, and we're going to be pulling that out of the contest of anybody who's joined the show and following us on a regular basis. I do apologize to everyone. Psychic Jethro does have a bad habit of pushing the Blog Talk Radio promote button too much, so sometimes you get 3 or 4 emails from me. I am sorry. I will work on that. We are on daily, so you don't have to keep that hook to get no. All you have to do is just join us and then say you don't want the email. But please join us, because if you do want to listen in, we love to have you. One of the great things we've got is we're on every day at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday through Friday. And now, if that's going there, but if you come in on Monday as we start out this wonderful time, we've got Psychic Celeste, and she is coming on Monday. Monday morning is Psychic Celeste. We're looking forward to this. Those who've listened, we're going to have Psychic Tristan on. We really welcome that. We have 480. Thank you for calling in. How are you doing?
Hi, this is Cecily.
Hi, how are you, Cecily? I found my psychic. I think I'm pretty psychic. All these years of doing it, I'm excited. How you doing, Cecily?
I'm doing good. Sound like you have an amazing show.
Thank you. I just seem to be having this little wild thing that we're going through that, we, you know, the guides in us are working with it, and we love it, and we're helping everybody. We've been really promoting, and I just thank you, Cecily. We were having a great discussion yesterday. Me and Cecily, I will be honest, you guys, we're talking outside of the show. And Cecily, what were you telling me that you felt was going to be happening this year with the planets and the transitions that we've got going on?
Okay, the planet shifts is because the planets are shifting, and Mars and Mercury, so things are going to be energetically changing. People that not awake are going to become awake, and some people, like, they're going to go in another dimension. I call it awakening of your conscious. They're going to go deeper within themselves, so they're going to try to find their true authentic self. So things are going to go topsy-turvy, and everybody's going to feel the energy rising, and this is all due to the planets. Because of the shift, what we call a paradigm shift. Because on May 20th, there's going to be an eclipse, and that energy is going to be phenomenal, as well as the moon is going to be even brighter on, I think it's May 12th. You're going to see the moon brighter than it's ever been before, like in the last 15 years. So this is the best time to work the energy for prayers that you might want things and put it out there, because it's even putting even a more energetic light from the conscience of people that are unconscious aware. So you're going to get more called psychically. You're going to get more people drawn to you, more people, you know, a little bit scared because they don't understand this energy within themselves. So so they're going to need more guidance. So people that are energy workers, you're going to be called more upon to be able to help them reach their higher self. That is what
excellent.
I'm feeling. You're doing your
excellent.
Job.
And I very much agree, and I really am promoting the fact that all of you who are listening in, take notes of what Cecily just said. These are the times to get it out there. This is also what I was speaking of earlier with you. Look at the eclipse in May. It's a time to kind of clean out those energies. Take that mental click. Do those original things in May. Grab on to some music you normally don't listen to. Try and expand and work with it. I've had people tell me they grab onto a book that normally they wouldn't even look at. Try a different subject, because if you do this, then you grab on to this. You're hanging on to the coattails of those angels that are bringing in. Cecily, I was very much applaud with you. I can feel the gift. I thank you for calling in today and going with me. We're looking at some other things that we've had happen. We were discussing some of the ley lines and work and working with different places. And one of the really excellent things that I've noticed in Tampa, Florida, is as I'm here, we're seeing and feeling those energies that people used to talk about. Good example, if you've ever been in Sedona, Arizona, and stood on a vortex, you'll feel those
mm-hmm.
energies moving.
Yep.
But wouldn't you say that, Cecily? Aren't you feeling
yes.
those energies now strong?
Yes, because the vortex is turning. They're turning. How do I explain it? It's like it's energy. It's, I can see it in my mind. It's like a three-dimensional diamond, if you will, and the energy is stirring up and it's going around. So it's building up energy for all those collective energy. So people are going to make a lot of shifts. You're going to go to places that, you know, that normally you're like, well, am I going to be here or am I not going to be here? You're going to be shifted to a new place, a new time, a new space, everything. That's what it's doing. It's shifting you into your true authentic self where you're supposed to be in, and you're going to be the most useful. That's
excellent.
What I see.
Very good. 512, you just keep getting in and out, and we grabbed you. How are you doing?
Hi. Hi, I was wondering what it was like for you when you began to open up and you came out with it, that, you know, you had these abilities. Were you scared, or how was it for you?
Great. We've got me and Cecily on, and it was the fact that I was born with this, and then I would say opened up is when I started to really do more than just see and sense the energies. I was always able to see and sense, and in my book, Living in the Psychic Realm, I was like 8 years old and seeing this gentleman who had passed, and he was arguing with his wife at the church. My godmother was teaching me the gift, and she was like, you know, don't say anything, dummy up, and I was like, Mr. Clark is telling you that the keys are in the old trunk. And this lady, Miss Clark, the widow, was very upset and passed out when I told her. When I described the man that was there and what he was doing, I was 8 years old, and she was like, she hit the floor. And, you know, everybody went, whoa. And my, you know, my cute little godmother drugged me into the bag, and she's like, no, you know, we're going to sit down, and she's like, you know, she was very gifted. I loved with Maggie, those of you who read the book. And what she did is she turned around, she was like, okay, and, you know, Mag was like, okay, here we are talking, and here we got this going on. And we remember we always had this, and she kept it back in that day. It was such a secret, and we really had to be careful, because if you discussed this out, you know, and I will tell you guys, everyone knows I'm from Laramie, Wyoming. If you discuss this up in the Rocky Mountains, you know, back in, I'll give you my age, 40 years ago, it was not pretty. And I was a kid in a family of eight. I was the sixth child, and it was very much hidden. And so Meg was like, you know, and everything was covered. The Reverend was very gifted. Our Reverend was very psychic, and he very much let me know, we keep this a secret, and when those angels are talking to you and you're getting this stuff and you're seeing it, we kind of don't share this out in public, because he was having people freak, you know. And so for me, it was like I really started working with my second teacher, Abby, and that's when I'd really become open. She started working with me, and then I drowned. I was a young child, and they took me out in this crazy little boat. It was a little what you see little kids playing with in their wading pools nowadays, those plastic ones. They took me out in that, and they stuck me out in this wonderful pool at the club. And at the country club, us children that were going to there were to work with this, and they were going to take us out and teach us to swim. Well, me and the girl, and we laughed. Everybody who's listening to the show knows my friends call in. Her name is, you know, not important, but we were very good friends afterwards. And what was cute was that she can tell you, we both were pulled out into the pool, and the slit in the bottom of this little wading pool sunk it to the bottom, and we were going to supposedly swim. We both grabbed each other, screamed promptly, and hit bottom. We didn't come up, and what happened is I passed. I drowned and came back. What happened is I went over on the other side, saw a beautiful light, saw the energies, talked with my angel, worked with the gift, and all of a sudden I'm having this really beautiful strength there, and as things were starting to happen, that's when I opened up really strong, and an angel came back with me. She told me, she goes, you know, you're not to go. I felt this immediate, warm, loving, strong energy. Through the years, I've had a lot of people that told me they could feel that. They said that was what made me stronger. If you've ever had a reading by me on, let's say, in person at Sedona or in Colorado Springs at the Garden of the Gods or any of the places I've read at in Colorado, Wyoming, California, Tampa, Florida, you'll feel an energy with me. And that's where I think I really got that gift. And I just knew and started sensing and feeling that really strong ability. That's when I opened, and for me, it really just started happening. I mean, the guides were stronger. My angels were there. My guides, if you guys have read the book, Chief, I call him Chief because he's Native American, very strong Native American guide. He just was there, and he was telling me, you're back. And I remember we laughed now. The girl, like I said, we were friends afterwards. We always joked, you know, we were the two they tried to drown because this did not work. Do not try this at home if you're trying to teach your children to swim. We both came out of this. She was found real quick, you know, under the water. I wasn't, and then I came back. And she says she remembers that she could see the angel with me. She described perfectly later, you know, as we were growing up. That ever since then, I think for me that was open. What would you say, looking at this, Cecily? When did you notice you were first gifted, and how did you start to feel it?
I was 8 years old. I used to have the dead come and speak to me. And I didn't realize that they tell them you don't tell that to anyone because my grandfather had told me 3 days visit me in my dream when he was going to die, what time, and actually where at. And I told someone when it happened the next morning, and my grandfather died three days later at the exact time, exactly where I said. I was labeled as a witch. I was. Everybody labeled me as a witch and basically stayed away from me. They did not understand about my ability. So basically, I kept to myself and just kept just developing and just walked into it. And eventually, it died out. And then later on in life, I guess I had my daughter, and it came up again that I was able to tell people that were in different spiritual things, things that I was unaware of or what I thought was unnatural that I was seeing, and a person came to me and explained what my gift was and then developed, and it got even more surpassed than their gift.
Oh, see, now
so,
I got it.
Thank you so much for sharing. I'll let you all go to the next caller.
You're fine. No, we appreciate it. We've only got about 10 minutes left of the show, and I thank you. And please let us know. I'm going to ask you, I feel like you are working on some of your abilities. Do you want to share a little bit of yours? Oh, we've lost her. That's a shame. I really was hoping to kind of get there. Me and you've got Psychics Gone Wild, and we thank you, and I love that. We always have the most fun, and we're having fun on our Wild Wind Day. So our Wild Wind Day, I'm on Wind Day now. I don't know, like a little Wendigo, which is Native American for a little crazy in the wind. You go a little wild there. So we're doing that, and we're going a little bit more exciting here with Cecily, and I thank you for calling in. Those of you who are experiencing it, please call back. We're having the phone lines a little wild, but that's the thing about it. Psychics Gone Wild is 773-897-6461 for some phone fun. Call in now. And one thing we've got today, Cecily, you know, one thing we were talking about, and I love this. Do you remember, I mean, we are pretty most, I apologize, I'm letting out secrets here. We're pretty much close to the same generations and everything, because
correct.
As we were just talking about, this is the real wild thing, is people, I mean, we were just saying that, people would just look at you, they feared or killed what they didn't understand. I mean, I was just saying how people, I remember as a little kid, and we would sneak down, I have a very psychic sister, which, you know, is going to be on this month, and we
cool.
would sneak down to the grocery store and buy pop at 9 cents a can. It was my favorite thing to do. We'd sneak in there, and we would sit, and guess what? read the people that were there and see how freaked out they would get. I tell my mother caught us, and probably we couldn't do it. Yeah, we did. And my mother always teased us. We always knew we were trouble because there's eight of us, and there's a variety. We are the two blondes in the family, very, very lightheaded children out of, you know, eight of us. And we were like, she always laughed, you two blondes, come here. And we always knew if we were the blondes, we were in trouble. And it's like, what? And she's like, you know, the neighbors would, you know, they're like, no, Jethro and Linda were down at the store again and scaring people. You know, when you were saying that, I love that. They always tease my sister. They were like, you know, she's got to be something with this. She's 5'2", about 98 pounds. Very, I will say, you know, not because she's my sister, but very attractive woman. But unfortunately, because like you said, in that time and age, people were scared of her. She, that people would be ornery to her. I mean, people think that, you know, that movie, I think that the movie Carrie has a lot of, sadly, of a lot of the ideas of what people were doing back there in the social with us. If you were psychic, they were ornery. Those of you who read my book, you know, I talk about the party there. And those have seen on here, a couple of my friends came on Psychics Gone Wild, and they were teasing about how they always loved my laugh. And there was friends I did have back there. But a lot of people in high school were very odd to me, and they were scared of me. One time, a good example, as she was saying there, they would call you names. They would, you know, the really wild thing is like, I had a bad childhood. Well, no, it wasn't bad. But as a psychic, it is different. You know?
Right.
And don't you agree, Cecily? I mean, and nowadays people are like, we love you, Indigo Children, we love you. And I'm like, where were you people when I was out there and they were rolling, laughing at me, going, this guy's scaring me. He just saw my grandma, you know. And I'm like, wait a minute, I didn't have to see grandma. She's telling me that you didn't give back that ring that you kept to your sisters. And then they're like, and they're freaking out. And I'm like, I didn't ask for it. You know, it is a gift and it is a curse.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think my grandmother, or my what I call her Nona, knew, because in Sicily they're called Stragas. Stragas is people with ability to see and gifts. And I knew she knew I was this way since a baby. But she died in 1975, and then I was with my mother, and so forth, and her her adopted family, or her husband's family. And it was very, very difficult because they don't believe in stuff like that. It was in more voodoo and all that, on that realm of things. But my Sicilian grandmother, she's like, you're just a straga. It was no big deal to her, you know, that I could see and talk to that. You know, but she's from the old country. You know what I mean? They're valued back there. This is the woman that you would go see. It was hush-hush in the village. You know, you go see her. If you have a problem, she would be able to see and talk, and you would actually pay her. She was really rich with food and money. She didn't have to worry about anything, the stragas back then. But it was still hush-hush, but it was very well received. Respected in Sicily, where here in America, we're a new country, we're Puritan, we have a Puritan mind, and that some of that is still left, that anything that is different, we want to ban, it's a witch hunt.
I agree with you very much, and I agree with you, like, that we've come a long way with, they say, the new age, which I have a really excellent tie, you know, old age, new age, any age. We both know, like you said there, it's true, and I love when people will tell me that, you know, they've been working this, and they know now that, you know, that the world's changing. I think some, and I do agree with you, but I love what you just said there. And perfect example, as she was saying with, you know, her family and the people there, look at those of you who have kind of understood what was going on, is that we're working toward really doing the blessings to everybody. And that's where I think the really good things happen, is that as we're out there doing this work and this mission, there's where you see it. My hat off to some of the ones who've done the baking ground and to prove it. And I love the fact that, you know, Blog Talk Radio gives us this opportunity. I always welcome anyone to call in. We had a little conflict on Fridays. Those of you who know, we do a lot of, it gets to be prayer. We get really intense. Lady Palmer has no problem with singing to you to heal you. She is a very gifted African-American psychic reader, very good intuitive. I apologize, I said the wrong word there. See, and there's where I get it. Intuitive. She is an intuitive. And there's where, like Cecily was just saying there, we were having this great discussion Friday, and I loved it. People that were calling in were just wong, and we're like, we get off there, and my hair is up, and I'm buzzing, and I'm like, I'm happy. Lady Palmer, yeah. I tried four times to call her back on her phone, and I couldn't get the buttons to work because I was so happy. And I'm like,
right.
okay, what's going on here? What's changed in my history? That's what changed. And what was good was I had a couple people say, you know, this was odd. Well, if we ever offend you, you know, you can turn us off. It used to be where, like, you know, just what Cicely said, is people would go out and aggressively do it. I remember not too long ago when I was working on the psychic lines and doing it, and I had a person who, in back where I lived, found out that I was doing the psychic lines, and my two boys were very proud. My son got up in school and told him, this is what my dad does for a career.
Aww.
It made my day. You know, I'm like, oh, my gosh. And my first reaction, my second was, I don't want everyone to know. And I'm thinking, I raised my children open at home, but I didn't do what Meg did. I didn't say, you know, we just talk psychically, we dummy up. I thought my children kind of knew, you know, and we always laughed. My father was the first one that told my son, he's like, we don't discuss that, and we don't do that, and we didn't know your father was still doing that. That's how he described me working on the psychic line.
Wow.
And so my son's telling the school, and I'm like, oh, round number, you know. And my relief was people were looking at me positive, and I started getting business, and I'm like, psychic, I should have known. Here I am leaving, going 2 hours away, you know, I'm hiding in this other town. And they're like, here comes psychic on wheels. And I'm like, you know. So those of you who are listening, I love you, Cicely. We've got a few minutes left. Did you want to tell anybody anything before the last few minutes of the show?
No, not that I know of. So I'm just hanging in there.
Thank you. I appreciate you coming in and saving your psychic friend. Kelly, you're on here. We've got a few minutes left before Jethro goes into the announcements at the end of the show. Would you like to say anything to the people on the show or the air before we call the last few minutes of the show?
Yeah, you know, the one gal that called in, it was last week, where remember she was kind of asking, was like, you know, what's going on? And it's like, and you and I were talking out there, and I said, you know, the armies are mounting up, and it's like, four horsemen are getting ready to ride. It's like, there's a lot of reasons for a lot of energies going on right now. And it's like, one of the things we all have to indulge in is some really good prayer.
Mm-hmm. I like that. And I feel like that. Now, we're hearing a lot, and I'm going to challenge everybody here that we're going to be on tomorrow. And please call in every day. We're here. Come up with some ideas of that. And you know, now, 2012, we're hearing a lot of stuff. We started out this show in April talking about the Ascension. We're still talking about 2012. Any of you guys who are fans and advocate about the Earth changes, we welcome you to call in. It's going to get wild. If you call us, we'll talk to you about it.
Right.
And as we're going into this, I thank you guys. We're looking at the last of it. What we're going to do is we're going to run off the last more things that we got happening. And what we got happening is those of you who want to get in and get those readings, look into the chat room today. You will see I put all the emails up there. You know, everything's kind of okay and everything's happening. And as we're kind of going into it, I welcome everybody. We will be answering all of your chat messages, anything we've got there. This is Psychic's Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro. Thank you for a great show, a lot of fun. We were discussing everything to do. Thank you, Cicely, for coming in. We really love you dearly. We're hoping to get you to come in. I welcome you to call in. We've got a lot of this. This is what the Psychic Chat Room is about, what the Psychic Gone Wild Room. And those of you who really have been enjoying our show, we have 90 seconds left on 773-897-6461. And what we'll be doing is we'll be getting some more people and things on there. And those of you who know some of the future guests I'm looking at, I will find out what's going on and let you guys know. Obviously, we had a miscommunication on who today was here, but more fun, we had fun. One thing really good about it is we're here to have fun, and that's what we're going to start to do. So those of you who've been listening to Psychics Gone Wild know that we're out there. We're here to help. We got 60 seconds. They're going to count us down. And one thing we're going to do is we're going to play that little silly music I like to hear with my little green-haired girl. And there we go. We're going down. We're going off the air. And those of you who've been left listening to Psychics Gone Wild, we love you. Bless you. Call again. We'll be here again, your friends on Psychics Gone Wild. Thank you.